My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Christopher McDonald, the man who plays the brilliant actor that plays Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore. He was on the podcast, the emerging podcast scene, back in March, and he had broken some news. And that podcast is available, 923thefan.com.
That was an all-timer.
Which, can I lay in a little Easter egg for everybody real quick? Mm-hmm. Let me lay in a little Easter egg for everybody for two-second trivia coming up in about 10 days. Chance to win Roman Burgers. Go back to 923thefan.com. Click on the emerging podcast scene. Listen to this last episode. What's the name of Mitch's uncle that was in the Godfather movies?
I like this.
And there's another one for you. What's the name of my great uncle who claims that he was married to Marilyn Monroe? It's brought to you by Extend Technologies. It's live 10:15 every Tuesday and Thursday. Those will be questions in the emerging podcast scene, or in the 2-second trivia from the emerging podcast scene.
And you will win a Wadadoodle.
Waffle doodle.
A waffle doodle.
Well, it's a 4-pack of combo meals. You can get whatever you want with it. If you want to get a waffle doodle.
You're definitely going to get a waffle doodle.
They're made with Belgian waffles.
Oh, come on.
Flown in from Brussels. I don't remember the country.
It's incredible.
Belgian waffles. Do we have Christmas?
Belgium is question. The country. Brussels is just a
Brussels sprout. is the capital of sprout. Of Belgium.
We're doing sprout.
I know my Belgians. So Christopher McDonald was on the podcast scene, the emerging podcast scene, back in March, and he had mentioned that there's a Happy Gilmore 2 coming out. Golf Digest came out with an article yesterday. He actually had to sign an NDA after that interview to not divulge any more information. Adam Sandler went on TV. He was on with Dan Patrick. Says, yeah, and there was the couple of DJs comment that Christopher McDonald had told a couple of DJs that there was going to be a Happy Gilmore 2, and they are working on a Happy Gilmore 2 right now. But McDonald said he had to sign an NDA because it had broken out, even though it was a couple of weeks later. The process is that, quote, I signed an NDA because I kind of let it leak out. McDonald said on the Loop podcast, which we tried to click on, he couldn't find that audio. So there you go. But that's from Golf Digest. So no more leaks.
You know what,
of what could happen in Happy Gilmore 2.
It's very sad. It's sad because you did not take advantage of him in any way, shape, or form. You just asked him an innocent question without provocation.
I did not lead him to give up anything. It was very odd, and we freaked out. We were very excited about him telling us that. So we are looking forward to Happy Gilmore 2. Major League Baseball keeps coming up with incredible ideas. Outstanding ideas. There is a chance that by next year, you have the pitch clock, you see what the pitch clock has done, and what you've seen with the throwing over to first base. There is conversations amongst Major League Baseball in the commissioner's office, it could do two things at once here. It could make you strategize more and could save on arms and save on time on the mound. Commissioner's office is thinking about starting pitchers to spend more time in the mound, pitching deeper into the games, and less time in the operating room undergoing surgery on their arms by making a requirement that starting pitchers go six innings in a baseball game. The league has discussed the limit to the size of pitching staffs and the double hook DH, according to sources familiar with this discussion. This is from ESPN. Some belief around the game, however, the one idea could be a panacea, requiring starting pitchers to go at least six innings every time they take the mound, which if you were to pull a pitcher before six innings, you would have to pull your DH. It would force you to go a little bit longer, and the thinking is that the goal would be so guys do not sit there and try to throw 100 miles an hour.
So it's to save arms.
And burn their arm out.
You know, I didn't look at it from that perspective because I sat here before the show and I told you, Ken, I'm like, is this really a problem that needs fixed? Like, I like the advantage right now that the Guardians have with their bullpen that if we get into our bullpen earlier and other teams have to get into their bullpen earlier, we have the advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Does this nullify some of that advantage? Obviously, yes. Every year is different. Normally, we have great starting pitching. So
three big concerns that they would discuss with this. And they've discussed what would nullify a requirement to go six innings. One, he throws 100 pitches. So if you get to 100 pitches and you're in the fifth inning, you can pull him. Two, he gives up four or more earned runs. So if they just are booting the ball around one day in a weird May game, you still have to be out there. Or
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He gets injured with a required injured list stint to avoid manipulation. So if he gets hurt out there and you take him out, he's gone for, I would imagine, at least 10 days.
Yeah.
I think this is a great idea by Major League Baseball.
You don't think, ask the question.
Our bullpen is our strength. Maybe yeah. I don't want to send Logan Allen out there for the sixth inning when he's already been getting tattooed. But if he's giving up more than four earned runs, we can pull him out anyway.
Those three things that you just read really helped my questioning on it. I still think four earned runs is too high.
You would like it lower.
Yeah, I think three? It's got to be three, just because I think four a game gets away from you.
Well, yeah, but now
especially if it's the fifth, or it's the top of the sixth or whatever, you haven't went your required six innings yet.
See, I'd still rather go four.
You're probably over 100 pitches there. I'm sure that's an anomaly thing,
yes.
But I would worry as a manager that four runs is, We need a grand slam now to get us back into it with one swing.
Kluber's not the example I would think of. Let me think of Tristan McKenzie here as an example.
I've heard of him.
He gives up a lot of taters. So say you get Tristan McKenzie, top of the first inning, gives up a tater.
Yep.
All right. Say he might finish the inning with 12 pitches.
Correct.
He's comes done out, that. Gets him out in the second inning, comes out in the third, walks a batter, walks the number 9 hitter, leadoff hitter comes up, gives up another tater. It's 3-2 Twins. At that point, under your rule, you could take him out. But say he could still pitch and his pitch solid. He's just given up one walk, a base hit, and one walk, a home run, and another tater. It's still a good outing. That's why I think the 4 earned runs is okay.
But the problem with the 4 earned runs is if you're at 3 earned runs and now he's walked the bases loaded and he's still only got 3 earned runs out there, you're normally pulling him out
right.
at that point.
Oh, yeah.
You're not letting – in fact, you get 2 guys on, you're pulling him out. You're not giving him a chance to get him loaded.
Then you're,
so it sucks. You might be giving up 7 earned runs in that point.
Then it's on him to get it done because then you're pulling out your DH. So that puts even more pressure on the starting pitcher to get you to 6, which means, hey, maybe I don't need to be throwing the ball through the wall here. Maybe I need to paint the corners here a little bit better. And hey, maybe a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, not right down the pipe, but a 92-mile-an-hour fastball that's low and away that can get me a ground ball and get me out of this inning is going to be okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting to me that everybody's trying to find more ways to fix baseball. I was one of those people. And the minute they sped the game up, I'm like, that to me was the problem. All these other things were not the problem to me. Maybe the shift a little bit. And obviously they've gone about fixing that to some extent. I'm loving the state of affairs in baseball right now. I'm loving the game speed, the pace of play. Mm. I think the games are more entertaining now.
The starting pitcher has become the free safety. They are taking him away. We don't get Steve Atwater and Ronnie Lott anymore. We're not getting those type of big hits. Ed Reed no longer.
I just wonder.
Gets to go lay people out.
Kenny,
now the starting pitcher has to.
I'd like to wait.
Rush through things.
I'd like to wait on this though.
I have a point about that right at the end of the
segment. I'd almost like to wait another year. I think this is too quick. This is too early to start calling this a huge item that needs to be fixed.
How many guys have to get Tommy John surgery before you're satiated, Lyman, before it has to be proven to you? How many guys have to go under the knife for this to be proven to you?
Well, if you're saying that, then don't we have to look back in high school and college before we worry about the Major League Baseball product right now? I think you need to nip it in the bud earlier.
High school and college products are basically, with the exception of all the craziness that goes on with travel ball and all that stuff, I think those products are fine when you go out and watch them.
No,
they get along.
That's not my point. My point is, and in reading with Jeff Passan, who's become the foremost expert on this, he wrote a whole book about it. The Tommy John thing is not a Major League Baseball problem. It's a problem of kids' development before they even get to Major League Baseball.
Tell me more.
That they're throwing their arms out. They're so fixated on speed. They're so fixated on that number at a much earlier age.
So you're telling me the damage has already been done by the time they get to the bigs. That I did not take into account. Then that would have to be discussed. You're just going to eventually have responsible people in charge of stuff and not have people thinking that all their sons are all going to be major leaguers, but that's a totally different comment. By the way, I'm sitting there ripping on people who said their sons are going to be major leaguers. Axel got number 20 last night, and I started showing him Brian Dawkins highlights on YouTube.
Start to get excited. I mean, when you got to practice with the ones, that's a
wow.
It's a whole different
awesome weapon
state
axe
of affairs
coming for your ass.
He goes. Who wears number 20? I go, Pierre Strong. And he goes, oh, well, who players wears number 20 on defense? I go, well, no one wears number 20 on defense with the Browns. But I was like, I got a player to show you. And I was not going to show him Ed Reed.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!